Definitely maybe. There you go. Which brings us nicely on to Oasis and Conor Pope, who's writing in the Irish Times about the best way to approach getting tickets for Oasis in Croke Park next August. It's the 16th and 17th. Will it'll be 160,000, will it, Conor?
Oh, at least 160,000. Now, I don't add to any speculation, but I mean, a lot of the time what happens is these bands announce concerts and then they announce another date if they sell out. It often happens. But at the moment, we're looking at two dates in Croke Park in the middle of August of next year, and you'd be looking at 160,000 people. And the demand for the tickets is going to be absolutely insane. And then we saw it last year with the demand for Taylor Swift tickets and the demand for Coldplay tickets. But there is a lot of buzz around Oasis because they haven't played together as a band for nearly 20 years. And because there's now multiple generations of people who would really like to see the band. So, you know, it's important to be ready because you won't want to look back in anger next Saturday or Sunday if you've missed out on the tickets. So, you know, that's why I wrote these top tips for people.
Yeah.
The tips
look,
changing, Ray, because the reality is when I wrote the piece, it was the straightforward rules. And I was thanking the Lord that there wasn't the same kind of bonanza raffle that was associated with Taylor Swift, where you had to enter a pre-registration draw and would you get a number or not get a number. And then yesterday they announced that there is in fact a ballot and a number of people, a large number of fans, both in Ireland and the UK, will have access to an early sale which starts, I think, on Friday.
Can we come back to that? Because I actually registered for that and we'll come back to that at the end.
But
for people who want to get up early on Saturday morning and go at it on their computer, what's going to happen? What time are they available at?
Well, that's the important thing because they're available at 8 a.m.
Right.
And they're not available in the UK until 9 a.m., which means that there will probably be an even higher demand on the tickets for the Dublin gigs because people from London, Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool, they'll all be looking maybe to get early access by logging onto the Irish website.
Yes.
So that's a possibility, right? So the tickets go on sale at 8 a.m., but your listeners have to pay attention to the next thing. There is absolutely no point in logging onto the Ticketmaster website at 8:05. Or even at 1 minute past eight, you got to be ready to go. So the first thing that I would ask your listeners is, do they have a Ticketmaster account? Now, if you don't have a Ticketmaster account, you have to sort it out now because there's no point in trying to set one up when the tickets go on sale. So log on to Ticketmaster, set up your account, choose your password or whatever it might be. And if you do have a Ticketmaster account, like I have a Ticketmaster account, but I don't use it frequently, make sure you have your username and your password to hand, because trying to decide whether you chose your first cat or your first born's name at 7:55 on Saturday is not a good idea.
Now Conor, you have me punching the air here. So I'm getting up at like 7:15. I'm going to have a healthy breakfast.
That's good. Do
a bit of warm up there. Right.
Porridge, Ray. I know you love your porridge.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm loosening up, making sure I have my Ticketmaster thing open, right? Okay, should I have multiple things? You know, the laptop, the computer, the iPad,
the
phone.
Thing, right?
What?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that you need to do here, okay? Because don't have multiple browser windows open on the same device.
Okay.
Okay, so don't open the Ticketmaster.ie website repeatedly on the one computer, because that might make the algorithms and the Ticketmaster systems think you're a bot. So only have one browser window open on your computer. But if you have a phone and you have an iPad or a tablet and you have a computer, have the Ticketmaster.ie window open on all three or all four devices and basically deploy your family, get Jenny on board, and have them all ready to go.
Can I just clarify something here? So if I had four devices, I can open my Ticketmaster account on all those devices?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
But don't open the Ticketmaster window four times on the one machine.
And of course, there's the Ticketmaster app as well you can have on your phone.
And there's the Ticketmaster app.
Okay.
Now,
right.
What's going to happen is it's almost, there's a countdown. So in the closing seconds of the countdown, it gets really tense, right? In the closing seconds, the event info button becomes the view tickets button. And as soon as that happens, you have to be like a panther, Ray.
Right.
and you have to leap on it, and you have to start buying the tickets.
Right.
And once you've got the tickets, then you've got this tiny window. Now, it's a couple of minutes in which you have to move to the next phase of the ticket buying process. So you need to have your credit card ready. You need to have your, if it's verified by Visa, you need to have all of those things in place. Because the last thing you want is to get access to the tickets, put your credit card details in, and then it says, we've sent you a text message to confirm this payment, and you can't find your bloody phone.
Okay, okay? And you don't want you to be saying, want to, you know, say, Jenny, where do you want? Do you want the Hogan stand, or where do you think we'll stand or sit? Or all of those things have to be decided before you start.
You make sure that your default setting is the best available option.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Because what you don't want to be going, as you say, is, will we go on F or G?
Yeah.
No. You have no time to waste. And once all of that process happens, and once you've made the payment, you're in, effectively.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
It's going to be tricky for people, but of course, as we mentioned at the start, they've added a new layer to the whole process.
Yes, yes. So this is a pre-sale ballot. I got on just to see what the experience is like. You have to give them your email. Then they ask you a random question. The question they asked me was, who was the drummer in the initial Oasis lineup?
And the answer is?
I just said it. I said it. Tony McCarroll, is it?
That's right. And yes. The funny thing is, it's not a random question at all. It's the same question as asked of everybody.
Oh, is it? Right. Okay, it's multiple
and
choice.
And my wife did it.
Chris Sharrock, Tony McCarroll or Alan White. Yeah. Okay, so I've answered that. And then they asked me how many times I've seen Oasis.
Yeah.
1 to 2.
I was the same.
Yeah, yeah. And what are they going to do with all that information?
Well, there's very little they can do with the information, but you have to give them your phone number, your date of birth,
yeah. How
many times you saw Oasis and who was the original drummer in the band. I mean, there's not a lot to be done with some of that information. But the funny thing is when I went on to, because I didn't know who the original drummer in the band was, but I went on to Google it. And when you start off, when you Google ORI, I got to ORI and the default option then was original drummer in Oasis.
Everybody's doing
literally,
it.
Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people were asking the same question.
Can I ask you, Connor, I was tempted to say that I'd seen them 15 times. Do you just to,
no,
you know,
actually,
to garner favour? No.
Yeah, I don't think Noel or Liam Gallagher give a rashers, to be honest, Ray. And they did make it clear that answering zero in that question did not preclude you from.
So what happens with that now? They said we'd get an email back.
Yeah, I know. I've been waiting for the email, right? So the band issued an updated statement this afternoon saying that people who had yet to receive confirmation of their ballot entries still have until 7 p.m. UK time on Wednesday. So that's today. So you should get your ballot form by 7 p.m. on Wednesday, or you should get your details, your code, by 7 p.m. on Wednesday, if you're successful. And then you get to go into an early sale on Friday. And if you're not successful in the early sale, well, then the general sale starts on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. But as with a lot of these things, I mean, the pre-sale for Taylor Swift, it was all over. There was no general sale tickets. And that was the same in the UK, the same in all over Europe and in the United States. So I'd be amazed if there was any tickets left, because people are just mad for it.
Mad for it, mad for it. 7:15, bowl of porridge, shadow boxing. I'm ready to go. Connor,
well,
good luck.
Roll with it, Ray.
Good luck out there. Yeah, good luck to everybody who's trying to get Oasis tickets over the coming days.